We've been dealing with a topic here on Beyond Today Dailies about depression and discouragement. Can a Christian be depressed and still be a Christian? This is a very important topic because one way or the other, all of us have been impacted by it, whether we've had our moments of discouragement, fighting depression, or we know others who have and we have tried to help them. It's a critical subject to understand. We've talked about Elijah. We've talked about statements from Christ and the Apostle Paul. I wanted to go through one very important practical tip that can help us deal with depression, deal with a time of sadness, and keep from getting into any deeper problems in what is something that's very important to maintaining not only our balance in life, but a sound relationship with God. God wants us to be able to do that. In Philippians chapter 4, we have what is well recognized as a very positive, encouraging approach to the way we think. And really, when it comes down to it, this is what it's all about, because our emotions, our thoughts, our actions at times, they all begin with what is working in our minds. And having all of that working together well, having confidence, having courage, keeping out of our mind the attitudes, the thoughts, the emotions that can lead us into sadness and discouragement is the real key to all of this. And in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, the Apostle Paul writes a very encouraging, practical letter for us and a tip. He says, "Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Think on the things that are pure. Think on the things that are lovely. Think on the things that are of good report. And when we do, we are on the way toward having the balance of mind that will help us stay sane in a world that's full of a lot of chaos and insanity at times, and we can keep it at bay. We can keep it beyond our own walls and our own life. This is what Paul is telling us. Ask God in prayer to help you to focus on what this verse and any others that may be a favorite for yours can help us have as far as a positive frame of mind toward ourselves, toward our families, toward life itself, and most importantly, toward God. Associate with people who are going to help you in that walk and in that way of life. Watch your entertainment. Watch the things that you allow into your mind that can disrupt any aspect of what Philippians 4 says to us. That's our responsibility, and those are things that we can do tangibly in our life to avoid depression. And to get back to the original question, can we be a Christian and still suffer depression? Well, yes, we still can be. We stand in God's grace, and that is not removed. But this particular verse can help us to have the balance and the framework in our life that can maintain our relationship with God, maintain our Christian walk and our conduct, and deal with the sadness and discouragement and keep us from slipping off into deeper problems of depression, so often being the common approach that many have in this life. And so be positive, think on those things which are true, and let that mind, the mind of Jesus Christ, be in you. Hope this program and these particular series on depression and discouragement have been a help to you. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.